Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information, the Raccoon Valley Radio News Network and 99.7 and 1310 KDLS. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, we get to chat with Hotel Patti owner Tom Maxwell to recap the scholarship ceremony held yesterday at Hotel Patti. All right, so let's just get started with this. For those who aren't aware of this new scholarship program that you've rolled out this year, and those who weren't in attendance today, Sunday afternoon, can you kind of run through what you've been working on?
Well, we wanted to do something special for this class. I mean, obviously, COVID-19 really disrupted a lot of the school year for these kids, and education is very important in my wife's family, very important to us. And as I stated in the event, without scholarships, we might not have been able to go to school either. So it's just something that we wanted to do. We felt passionate about doing something for this year's graduating class. So we did 20 scholarships for 2020, class of 2020.
And now, obviously, a great result helping out a lot of kids today, but what people may not see is all the work that I'm sure went behind the scenes. Can you kind of educate our listeners on what kind of effort went into this other than just generosity?
Well, we owe a lot of gratitude to Jenny Eklund. She did a lot of the behind-the-scenes organization of this event. We sent out applications. We kept them very simple, which was also kind of complicated at the time because kids weren't in school, so they didn't have guidance counselors and teachers, administrators to say, hey, did you do your scholarship form? Did you send it in? So the radio station was great. The Perry Chief was great. They got the message out, and we had a really nice number of applications turned back in, but we wanted to keep it simple. And one of the key questions that we asked was, if you're in a position to give back in your life, what would you do and how would you do it? We wanted to know your extracurricular activities. We really didn't necessarily focus on GPA, but if you see somebody that's got a lot of extracurricular activities and they're active in high school, that's probably a pretty good sign they're going to be successful in college. If they didn't do very much in high school, they probably might not be as successful in college. So that was what we were, you know, kind of concerned about. Vicki and I did. We had some teachers and stuff willing to review the applications, but Vicki and I selected the 20 recipients, and very pleased with how that process went.
And now, can you kind of walk me through the process of deciding to put all this together? What was there a specific moment where you thought, we got to help out these kids, or what was it over the course of the time? Can you kind of run through the decision process there?
Well, we've supported a lot of the schools back where we're from and where we live. It's really important to us to make sure that everybody has as much of an opportunity as anybody else to move forward. And since we've owned the hotel since 2018, we've tried to do quite a few things within the Perry community as well. And just talking to, you know, Mr. Wicks multiple times about, hey, what can Vicki and I do to maybe help out a little bit more, especially this year? I mean, this year especially is just one that's odd. A lot of people, you know, got furloughed or maybe lost their jobs through this process. I think they're saying 40% of all businesses still will not come back. Plus, trying to run businesses within this community during that time frame. So it's been tough for everybody, and it's just a way for us to give back and feel supportive of the Perry school system.
And now here at the reception today, handing out the scholarships, how nice was it to put a face to these applications and to see the glee on these kids and the pride on these parents' face?
Well, it was outstanding. I mean, obviously, as we're looking at applications, pictures weren't provided, you know, so you're trying to just literally look at what they said and how they responded. And I mean, my wife and I spent hours going through them and trying to select the recipients of it. So no, it's, you know, I can speak for my parents when I received some scholarships, they were very thankful, but also proud of my accomplishments in high school to be able to get that. So it just seemed it was a short ceremony due to more of the coronavirus than anything else, just trying to keep everybody socially distanced, but I hope they appreciated it, and it was a very nice ceremony.
And now, one of the things that I noticed just hanging out in the back was seeing the pride on these parents' faces, so that kind of caught me off guard. Was there anything that surprised you and Vicki about the process, or anything that you saw today that maybe you weren't expecting but was a nice little surprise?
Not really. I mean, I think we were pleased. We were pleased with the number of applications. We were hoping we would receive quite a few applications. That we were nervous about that. We didn't know for sure. Like I said, with people out of school, we just didn't know if they would follow through with sending the application back. So we were very pleased with the turnout, very pleased with everything that happened, and it was fun to see everybody's reaction today.
Awesome. Well, I had a good time here, and I'm sure a lot of other people had a good time as well. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you'd like to add while I have you here?
No, but I really do appreciate you coming by today, and this is just, like I said, a celebration of Perry, the Perry community and the Perry High School. And, again, Vicki and I just want to do something from our small way of contributing, and we just wish all these kids the greatest of success as they go into their next level of education.
And that was our conversation with Hotel Pat T owner Tom Maxwell. To recap, the scholarship award ceremony held yesterday at Hotel Pat T for 20 recent Perry graduates earning a $1,000 scholarship, courtesy of Hotel Pat T owner Tom and Vicki Maxwell. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the One to Count On, AM and FM KDLS. This has been brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.